Okay, five words for Parshas Emor, Tavshin Ayin Zayin. Our learning should be in merit for the yard site of my wife's grandmother, Sheindel Bas Yosef, which was this past Shabbos. Here we go. The first two ideas are going to be connected to the famous Rashi, beginning of the Parsha. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the command to the Kohanim to make sure, to be able to tell Moshe, make sure the Kohanim don't get impure. And Rashi says the famous words in the Gemara in Yevamos of Kuf Yudal Amar Aleph, Lahazir Gedolim Al Katanim. Make sure to warn the adults, but the minors also shouldn't be become tameh. However, the Sefer Ol Aryeh has an amazing idea on exactly this lashon of lahazir. What's so special about this word lahazir? So the Sefer Ol Aryeh explains that lahazir also comes in the lashon of zohar, to glow. Right, this week's Lag BaOmer, author of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the author of the Zohar. So he says, Lashon Lahazir is also Lashon of Zohar, to be able to glow. He says, what does this mean? You should tell the Gedolim that their actions should actually put a glow for their kids. Meaning the way they act will show the kids how to act. Lahazir Gedolim Al Katanim, to be able to warn the adults that your kfiyas etim, you make sure you learn Torah, you daven, it's going to have a great hashpa specifically on the kids. And says Ol Aryeh, if you actually look in Shema, first, the pasuk says, "V'hayud v'ma'ila she'anochim tzavchayom." These are the things I command you to do to put on your heart, and then v'shinantim levanecha, and then you should be able to teach your sons. But says the Sefer Ol Aryeh, it goes together. Once the father learns, once the father is able to grow, then v'shinantim levanecha, the children will learn from you. And that's the lashon of lahazir, not just to warn, but it's going to glow. You're going to glorify. You're going to show your kids how to live. Beautiful idea. Moving on to the second idea, the Sefer Noam Alimelech. It says Lahazir Gedolim Al Katanim refers to the following thing. In the Kabbalistic Sfarim, a person has two times in his life. He has Mochin de Galus and Mochin de Katnas. When you feel you're mamish going great in your Avodas Hashem, you're learning, you're davening, you're doing chesed, that would be Galus. Things aren't doing great. And Katnas is when you're not doing those things and things maybe are a little hard for you, things aren't going so well. It says the Sefer Noam Alimelech, and other tzaddikim explain this as well, Mori Naim. It says the Rebbe Ramelech, Lahazir Gedolim Al Katanim says, you know what that means? That the time when you're learning, Shabashah Shehim Begalus, when things are going well, and you're an expansive, things are, you know, you're able to be able to grow. Al Katanim, what should you do? You should make sure that Sheyisharu Pitushasam. You should make sure that those inspiring moments, you take those inspiring moments with you, those godless moments, in the Katanim moments, when things aren't going so well, when things aren't going your way. Lahazir Gedolim Al Katanim. Take the inspiration, take the Kedusha you had, be able to bring it with you when things are a little down. Moving on, idea number three. The pasuk says in Perek Chaf Gimel, pasuk Beis, Moadei Hashem Asher Tikru Olsam Mikrei Kodesh, Elohem Moadei. These are the festivals you should keep. You should make them holy, and these are my festivals. So all the mafarshim question, including the Sfarno, why does it Moadei Hashem Asher Tikru Olsam, and then Elohem Moadei? What's Hashem? Why the repetition? Right, in the beginning of the pasuk is Moadei Hashem, and the end of the pasuk is Elohem Moadei. Why are you repeating it there? The Sfarno says an amazing thing. The Sfarno explains that Yontif is not just days that you're not doing malacha and you're eating and drinking, but your person has to be able to make those days kodesh. You have to make those days holy. The oz nikurin modim. But not just days that you're not just working or you're just chilling, or you know, people sometimes, you know, they go to the early meeting now in the summer. So you could sleep from 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock in the morning, so you're sleeping from through 14 hours of Shabbos. No. Yontif and Shabbos is supposed to be time that a person be able to have meals and be together with friends and family. But you have to make them Kodesh. And how do you make them Kodesh? Through Torah and Tefillah and Mitzvahs, and be able to make sure that you're infusing Kedusha in them. And that's specifically why it says Elohem Moadai after. To show you have to infuse Kedusha into these days. They're not just days where you're not doing Malacha or you're not doing work, but you have to infuse Kedusha in them. And that actually leads us to idea number four in a beautiful way. The pasuk says, the next pasuk, Chaf Gimel Gimel, Shabbos Yila Hashem Mechom Mosh Voseichem. You should have Shabbos for Hashem in all of your dwellings. The Medrash Tanchuma writes an amazing idea. The Medrash Tanchuma writes that covered Shabbos is better than 1,000 fasts that a person does. Why? Says the Medrash, Shabbos is Doraisa. Shabbos comes from the Torah, but fasting is only Derabbanan. And we know that covered Shabbos comes and wipes out the fasting of Derabbanan. Shabbos is the way a person honors Shabbos. Make sure that the whole week you're thinking, okay, who am I having for Shabbos? What am I getting for Shabbos? The more you honor Shabbos, the more you care about Shabbos, it's even better than 1,000 fasts. And says the Sefer Ol Aryeh even quotes, we know Chazal tells us, the Zohar even says this as well, the Medrash also, Chazal tells us, that a person's face is different on Shabbos than it is during the week. A person sings, a person's learning, it's different on Shabbos than the rest of the week. It's even brought down by the Taz in Evan HaEzer, it's in Samach Beis, that Shabbos you don't need Sheva Brachos. Why don't you use Shabbos and Sheva Brachos? Because the Medrash says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Panim Chadoshos Ba'olakhan. That Shabbos is itself Panim Chadoshos. You know, now we're in a time of Sphere, and now they're going to be the wedding season is going to be starting up. So maybe you could be able to try to tie this in a little bit. The Shabbos itself is the Panim Chadoshos. Shabbos itself is the Panim Chadoshos, the new face that Sheva Brachos needs. At the end of the day, a person should realize the more a person honors Shabbos, it's even more, it says the Medrash, better than 1,000 fasts. A person's face is different in Shabbos, and says the Taz that a person can actually use Panim Chadoshos to be able to make Sheva Brachos, whereby during the rest of the week, halachically, you wouldn't be able to make Sheva Brachos without Panim Chadoshos, without having someone who wasn't at the wedding earlier, but Shabbos would satisfy itself. Moving on to the last, fifth idea for this week. You know, the whole thing happened with the Mekala. If you look in Perek Chav Dalad, Pasuk Yod Aleph, the Pasuk says, Yikov and Isha Yisraelis, that's Hashem, Yikala, Vavioso al Moshe. This person pronounced HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, the blasphemer, and they brought him to Moshe. And the Pasuk says, very interesting, V'shem Imo Shlomis Bas Divri L'mate Dan. And his mother's name, by the way, was Shlomis Bas Divri. So the Babach Rebbe, Yitzchus HaGanalina, wants to ask, what's so important? We have to know his mother's name. What's so important? So we know Rashi famously tells us that she would chatter, Shalom Alach, Shalom Alach, Shalom Aleichen. She was always chattering words and she was always inquiring after everyone's welfare. But the Lavash Rebbe says that it's such a pashut idea. Lavash Rebbe shows us to be able to tell us that we want to know specifically who did something wrong and what they did wrong, so we'll know what not to do. We'll know what to do, right? The Torah is not a not embarrassing anyone. Torah is an eternal life lesson, be able to know what to do. So how do we know what to do? By learning from someone who did something wrong. Finding the positive in the negative. Looking at someone who did something wrong. And that actually goes well with the Gemara and Sota. Gemara and Sota says that before this, they made the before there was a whole process. We know a lot of Levavish and Chassidim actually learned Masechah Sota in this time of Sphere, because there's 49 Dafim for the 49 days of Sphere, parenthetically. So we know one of the things the Gemara and Sota says is that used to bring the Sota all around and do all these things. And all of the women of the city would be able to come, be able to see her. Why? So the Gemara says, but so they'll know, be able to see what would happen if they ever got a chashash. Says the Bava Cherebi, we want to know why it says the mother's name is Shemi Mo Shomas Bas Divri, to be able to know, oh, what did she do wrong? This is what, she was chattering, she was doing something wrong, and this is what happened to her son. We'll know what not to do. So just to review, so the two ideas about Lahazir Gedolim Al Ketanim. The first idea of the Ol Aryeh, Lahazir comes in Lashon of Zohar, able to glow, to glorify. The Gedolim, you should know that all your actions has a tremendous who they have a tremendous effect on and a great hashpah on the Ketanim. Know everything you do. Your kids watch you. They see what you hack. They see what you look at. They see what you do at night when you come home. Make sure to be able to do great things. Rebbe Ramelech and other tzaddikim explain, Lahazir Gedolim Al Ketanim, idea number two, means that a person has two times in his life, godless and katnus. A person should be able to take Lahazir Gedolim. Make sure to take all the inspiration and all the kedusha and all the holiness with you, and even that'll be able to remain when on the down moments, on the day to day moments. Moving idea number three. Why does it say Elohim Moadei at the beginning of the pasuk? It's repeating Moadei and Elohim Moadei at the end. To be able to show you, this says the Sfarno that you have to be able to make them kedusha. They're not just days of bittul malacha, of things that you don't work on, but they have to make the ashetikru kol kedusha. They have to do with holiness. And that goes tremendously great with idea number four. Shabbos, what's about Shabbos? So the Medrash says that Shabbos is the covered Shabbos. The more you honor Shabbos, it's greater than 1,000 fasts. It's greater than 1,000 fasts. We know a person's face is different on Shabbos, and the Taz says that Shabbos itself is even Panim Chadoshos. So a person has to not only honor Shabbos on Shabbos, but honor it throughout the whole week, and then it'll be a great source of bracha. And finally, the fifth and final idea, why does it say Shlomi Bas Divri? Why do we have to know that that was his mother's name? Says a lot of tributes to be able to know what to do from the person who did it something wrong, finding the positive and the negative, learning from everything, learning from everyone in our lives. Be'ez Hashem, we should take these lessons as we head now into Pesach Sheni and how we head into Lag BaOmer. Be'ez Hashem, to be able to take these messages of mechanech, of making sure that our actions and our words are only great things on our children. To be able to take the inspiration from all our kedusha, from all our Yom Tov and all our Shabbos. Be'ez Hashem, to always learn from the positive in every situation. Shuach.